Buongiorno, Southside.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Well, trying to find a job is certainly very difficult, especially when there's many going after the same job. So you got to find ways to stand out. And that includes even when you're trying to get a job at a Halloween haunted house. You know, Halloween will be here soon, so the haunted house is opening.
Well, I imagine you'd have to
performers.
Audition. Yeah, you have to be the part.
Right. Yes.
You have to be scary.
Uh-huh. It's this one guy in California, he decided to stand out in a very horrifying way.
What are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to eat a live black widow.
Isn't that dangerous?
Yes.
Why do you do this?
Because it's fun.
Uh-huh. How long have you been doing this?
I lost count.
How many times have you been in the hospital?
Twice.
And it still seems like a good idea.
Yeah, I have medicine if I want it. If I get bitten, I have all this Benadryl to take, so here.
Benadryl.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm. So yeah, he eats Black Widow spiders to separate himself from the rest of the group. This is another reason why I don't go to haunted houses. There are some characters in there. There are some characters in there.
Couldn't he have just shown up with like a fake chainsaw and a mask?
That would have worked out better.
That would have showed skill for the job.
Yes, I mean...
This did not.
Unless his... That there's just a room where he sits there eating them.
Well, and I got to be honest. Like, if I'm the one doing the hiring at the haunted house, I'm thinking this is a little too real.
Like, I'm just thinking that unless we're doing this as a part of the display, that this is useless to me. That's
right.
What I'm thinking. But you see, that's the thing. We are curious. What have you done to try to stand out to get a job? And did it work? Because I will tell you, I was on the hiring end of this for a while in my career. And everybody that ever did anything like this was terrible.
Yeah.
They never had any chance at the job.
Right.
Because they were that bad. I guess they felt they had to do something. But I had a pizza box delivered to me once with the message, "Together we will deliver great ratings."
Sure, sure.
I had a lock sent to me.
Yes.
"We will unlock the competition," or something like that.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
What it said, but it was something like that.
Right.
And I remember I would just come in and there would be just these piles of these things on my desk.
Well, but when I was trying to get into radio, you know, 20 years ago, that's what they told me I needed to
do. Right,
yes,
they told people that.
You got to stand out to these program directors.
Right, send a barrel with your tape at the bottom. It says, "Now you've scraped the bottom of the barrel.
It's not true.
Try me."
It's not true. People in radio and everywhere else get hired the same way. You know, people, you're good at it.
You get lucky. Yeah, you're in the right place at the right time. Or, in Kurt's case, you raise your hand.
Raise your hand, and they give it to you by default, whether the other employers like you or not.
But these little tactics never impressed me, and I never, ever heard of anybody, at least of the contemporaries that I was working with at the time, hire somebody from something like this, although I heard all kinds of stories.
Mm-hmm.
People having huge boxes delivered to them.
Sure. Well, now I bet...
I could just see the disdain in your face.
Every day... So I remember some guy told me he got a huge box delivered to him one time with, "Every day will be a surprise if you hire me." Or so, "Every day will be a big surprise." Something like that.
Did he open the box?
Yeah, and it was empty. There was nothing in it.
Surprise!
No, that was the note. That was it. It was the letter. The note, and then his resume and tape in it.
All right. Well,
I could just see how annoyed you would be.
Oh my God!
Throw this away.
When you had, in the day when everybody had to send you mail, and you had a position opening, you would get hundreds of resumes and tapes from people. And I tried to listen to all of them, too. And then you have a pizza box on your desk, too, with no pizza in it.
That's disappointing. There should have been a pizza.
Yeah, you got to send a pizza. I agree. What did you do to stand out?
It didn't work. Shannon, so you were in charge of hiring a new teacher.
Yes.
And so what did the applicant do?
It was a ratios and proportions lesson, and we were trying to figure out how many packets of sugar were in different types of beverages, like Mountain Dew, Red Bull, and all that kind of stuff. And as the icebreaker, the introduction to this lesson, they opened up like 28 packets of sugar and ate them. And the tagline was, would you eat 28 packets of sugar, or would you rather drink a Mountain Dew? Well, it's kind of like an equivalent thing. So.
Did they get the job?
I think so. I only remember the interview. I don't even remember if we like actually hired them.
Oh, that's so. Did he ask about a dental plan?
Hey, thanks.
I think they're fully covered.
All right. You have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.